Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Now, in the midst of the first night of riots after the grand jury decision in the Mike Brown case, Kathy Jenkins says she experienced what many of us might call a miracle. As rioters approached her restaurant, Kathy's Kitchen, on that night, a group of people locked arm in arm, Tom, and stood in front of her diner and protected it that night. She says she wishes she knew who those people were who did that so she could thank them. I'm going inside her story with the business owner herself of Kathy's Kitchen, Kathy Jenkins. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Jackie.
Now, let's begin at the beginning. That night, you pretty much, you knew the decision was going to come down. Did you close your restaurant early?
Yes, we closed our restaurant early. That prior Monday, they had sent out a state of emergency to the city to let us know that they were going to have the National Guard on standby and all these things to that we should be ready, that we should be protected if anything happened. And so, yes, when they got on the news that Tuesday and said that they were going to announce it, we said, okay, well, we're going to go ahead and close early because we didn't want our employees to be stuck in and couldn't get out because of traffic and because they block off all the streets when all those kind of things happen.
You had to ask yourself the day after where the National Guard was and what was put in place to protect your businesses.
Oh, yeah, it was an utter disappointment. We were very let down. Prior to that, they had come into the restaurant letting us know that we would be taken care of, that they were going to protect our businesses, that it wouldn't be a repeat of what happened when Mike Brown initially was shot. And they were nowhere to be found. So we were very, very disappointed.
Okay, so you closed up early and went home in anticipation that your restaurant would be vandalized. How did you learn the diner was being protected?
Well, the first someone inboxed me on Facebook and said, oh, Miss Kathy, someone has thrown a chair through your window and broken your window. I was just kind of like, oh, you know, I was kind of let down, kind of begin to worry a little bit. But, you know, God is good. It couldn't have been about 5 minutes later, somebody text messaged me a video from outside in front of my restaurant of the protesters locking arms, protecting the restaurant.
Wow.
How long have you been there?
I've been here for 1 year and 4 months. We opened last July.
Yeah. You must have real good food and real good customers.
Yeah. Were you feeding protesters in the past?
Oh, yes. They come in all the time. We know the protesters. Well, no, they were paying, you know. Yeah. And how about this? Sometimes we, you know, coffee and apple pie. How about this? You'd be surprised how apple pie can calm people down.
So how much damage was there, and how long did it take you to reopen?
Oh, we opened up, well, the very next day we were closed, you know, so we can assess the damages. But the very next day we opened.
No, were businesses destroyed around you? Were other businesses destroyed?
Oh, yeah. It's one business that was really destroyed, black-owned business called Hidden Treasure. And if anyone is aware of a GoFundMe, really look them up. She could really use a lot of help. She had an antique store that was burned to the floor, you know.
Yes.
So, and we have another building that we're opening up in March that was really, they broke out all the windows. They threw a cocktail bomb in it. So our goal was to open that one up in March. We were going to open up a blues and barbecue restaurant in March. But that kind of slowed us down, of course. So, but Kathy's Kitchen only suffered minimal damage.
When you open your blues bar, I'll come there and do a show for you.
Please do. Now I'm going to hold you to that.
Well, Kathy, if you want a successful business, consider that. Don't jump at every other.
Don't listen to it. He said he'd do it. He'll do it. And I'll make sure he does it, Kathy.
Well, please do, because I'm going to hold him to it.
I want that diabetic pie, though, sugar-free in it. You know.
How about that? Just for you. I can't make you a diabetic pie.
Make that concert outside.
Wait, down the block, Kathy. Down the block. Trust me. Did you know any of the folks that were protecting your restaurant that night?
I would tell you, God is just—he's just so good. You know, he just loves for people to be recognized for things that they're doing to help people. And my husband and I went out, and we walk into this this bar that we visit called Epic, and a guy walks up to us and says, "Hey, you know, I was standing in front of your building trying to protect it, and I kind of really got my arm, but they threw me down to the ground." And I said, "You know, I knew the guy because we come there. He's the security at the door for the Epic Sports Bar that we go to." And he says, "I'm one of the guys." And then in the restaurant, the next day, another guy comes in. He says, "Hey, I'm the big guy with the hoodie on in the video, you know, that was helping protect your building.
Could you see it on television? Could you see your place?
And did you recognize people?
And recognize any of the people?
No, it was, if you've seen the video is kind of dark.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it was at night, of course, when all this happened. So it wasn't well lit, so you couldn't see any faces.
Well,
so
you're going to have to watch all the people come in and say they were protecting because they don't want free pie, okay?
Well, what kind of food do you have, Kathy?
Yeah. Oh,
what's
I have a little bit of everything. The restaurant is based on my travels. My husband and I, Jerome Jenkins, we travel a lot, and we had taken a trip from Florida all the way through the bottom of the United States, came up through California, Utah, Nevada, and made our way back to St. Louis, and we had based the trip off the Food Channel, all the places we wanted to visit and eat. And so that's kind of the theme of the restaurant. So it's a road going through the restaurant, and you can drive through St. Louis, Chicago, of course, you can pick some of your favorites, my favorite item.
Are you serving liver pudding?
That would be going through the South.
That would be going through the South.
Yeah. I am not serving liver pudding.
Oh, it's like
and
that.
I've never had it.
What's the breakfast special today?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. The breakfast special today is chicken and pancakes.
Not waffles.
Yeah. Oh, how about this? Our pancakes are delicious. They almost taste like cake. They're so good.
And
now,
you're at the restaurant. Yeah, you're at the restaurant now, it sounds like.
Yes, I am. I'm at the restaurant. We open at 8.
I hit a pan.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So we're in here prepping.
That is such a
great
story.
Save us a plate.
Yeah.
All right, Kathy. Well, good luck
and
with everything.
And put liver pudding on the menu.
That's a great story.
Whenever you guys are in St. Louis, please stop in. We would love to have you.
We will definitely come. That's so great.
Congratulations. Yeah. And also.
Won't he do it? Yes, he will.
All right. Now, I'm going to send you a concert date, so you better be ready.
All right.
Okay. You better be ready, Kathy.
Yeah,
you better be ready.
You're not ready for this.
That's a great story, Jackie.
It is.
That's a great story.
Thanks, Kathy.
Yeah. Well, thank you all. Have a good morning.
All right.
Downtown Ferguson.
Yeah.
Good food, I hear. Good food.
They don't serve liver
chicken and pancakes.
Hey, it's never been done.
Good job, Jackie.
Good story.